This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
A Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate production.
Each of us runs a different pace in life.
As a millennial or someone coming of age into adulthood, this is a lot of things to process. And a lot of things that you want can't happen now because a lot of things are
in love, friendships, and our own self-worth. As we embark on these journeys, we hold the hope to learn a little more each day.
Why can't I have whatever they have? And oftentimes I find myself comparing my progress, comparing what I have with other people, even like in the slightest way. It seems like it's a...
As we survive and thrive to be stronger.
You are really sure and aware of your being as a person and your truth, your core, your everything. Anything that you put out in the table won't be used against you.
So I'd like to welcome you all to love, growth, and freedom.
The different kinds of love that we could see in this world and on the idea of how love is crazy and how love has different meanings for all of us.
A podcast that believes in love, inspires growth, and advocates freedom. Let me be your friend, your guide, as we all ride the crazy adventure called life, powered by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate.
Welcome back to Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte. And today I have with me a special friend, Trisha. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, guys.
How are you? How are you feeling today?
I'm okay, no bad. I just had a long day at work, but like, I'm okay. I'm fine.
You know what, it took me a while to schedule you with this one because, you know, she's a busy person. And I just wanted to have someone really, really special with me on this episode because this is about talking. Yeah. Oh, I love you. This episode is going to be about how do you thank your friends? And since it's a season of gratitude, learning how to thank the people, you know, going through our lives together, you know, as we move on from one stage to another, more often than not, we spend these times growing up with individuals we end up calling our friends. Yes, that's you, Trisha. Some become our best friends. Yeah. And as we grow up, we get pulled apart in different directions. And even though that this happens, we can't discount the fact that these people have been a part of our lives. So, Trisha, have you on your end, I'm sure you've got lots of friends that you kind of like, you know, not really fell apart with, but really just was pulled in different directions. And how do you keep that in, you know, in your orbit? How do you keep them in your orbit? How do you keep intact these relationships that kind of pulled you in different directions?
Okay, so you're talking about like relationships that, or friendships that tested me.
Yeah, exactly. Like
that friendships that had been tested over time.
Exactly. And also the distance that lasted you through this. Because I'm sure you have a lot. Like, you have a lot of people in, like, different groups and places that you actually have a real deep connection with. And when you see them, it's like, it's like nothing has changed, you know? It's like you and me, when we don't see each other, nothing has changed when we meet each other again. Okay. And then you've got your other groups like that. So how do you keep them in your orbit? How do you keep that intact?
Oh, okay. So, personally kasi, like, I'm not really, like, a high-maintenance friend. Like, I'm very low-key. Like, I actually like having distance with friends. Like, I like just checking up on them every few months. Like, you and me, like, for example, because, okay, guys. So, me and Duarte, like, we've been friends since high school.
Yes.
And we've had a lot of, like, milestones and dramatic times together. But we've gotten better as we, like, grew up. And I think me and Duarte, we don't talk every day. But, like, when we do need each other, like, we video call. Like, it's a simple way of just messaging that friend. Like, hi, do you have time today? Can I call you? Or, like, hi, how are you? Like, how are you doing? Like, it's just little stuff like that. Like, it doesn't have to be like an everyday thing. Like, you always have to be in connection with each other. Like, I think keeping friends, it's not hard as long as you know that person's boundaries and you know your boundaries and, you know, you have trust in the connection that you have. So, you know that when you do need them, like, they're going to be there. And you do, you also understand that if they are busy, then you'll respect that. Because exactly. when you're busy, they'll respect that as well. So it just works both ways. So I think it's also just give and take, you know. So,
exactly. Yeah. And also, like, with that, I agree. We're kind of low-key friends. We actually, that's why our friendship works in a whole lot of sense. Yeah. Because we're both busy people in and out of our friendship. We do a lot of things. And again, we've been friends for, like, what? X number of years since second year, third year, we weren't close yet, just paddling the boat and then third year there was a pivotal moment in our friendship, like, you know, we showed up for each other. And then
I think you could, because guys, our first moment actually as friends, like, I was crying and then, like, he was the first person I saw, and, like, we weren't that close yet, but, like, I know we had, like, the vibe check, okay?
Yeah, there was the vibe.
And then, so, yeah, and then when I was crying, like, he was the only one who saw me, and then, like, he saved me, basically, from embarrassment, and, yeah.
That was, and no, from, but the vibe check, though, came during, because we were classmates in third year. We were both in medical science.
Yeah, we were already classmates.
Yeah, so there was just that vibing. And that was, like, one of the moments that sealed the deal. It was such a, like, okay, no, let's do this. Sealed it. Sealed it. Like, yes. Yeah. Sealed with a kiss.
Like, so, even though, like, when we started being friends, like, it wasn't like, oh, every day, like, we message, like, every hour, every minute. Like, it, like, the, it just matures along the way. Like, yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, coming to all of that, I mean, I'm sure a lot of us had friends that were pulled distance apart. And what I realized, I also had those kinds of people, no? Yung parang, when I have, like, I don't know if I segregate people, but I do have, like, this group, for example. I have Julia and Anne. We call ourselves the firstborns. We were firstborn kids. We spend time together at least a year. We see each other twice, thrice. But it's a low maintenance friendship, but it's there. It's the constant connection within is there. And then what we do, because we both do that too, you know, when we don't see each other for a while, we see what each other is going through. Like, you know that I'm working on something, you know, and I know that you're working on something. And then when we come to talk about how these things work, we're actually just congratulating each other. Oh, I saw you did this, you did that. And and I guess for me, when we're pulled in directions apart, you have to understand that that's how life is. Like, life will really pull you to a direction where you must go. And you can't do anything about it. And you can't take it personally when friends around you get pulled into that direction and focus on that part of their lives. But again, the communication has to be there. And I think what solidified our friendships, or what solidifies friendships, is, like, when you talk about showing up. I mean, that's what I, you know, got from you. We've had moments. Lisha and I had multiple moments. We've, like, I will not lie. Like, I have had moments. She would have.
You wanted to strangle me?
No, almost. Just kidding. No, I remember after the prom, when things were getting tough in college, we were, like, you know, still in contact because we were both, you know, in a street away, just across the street of each other. And I remember we'd hang out for iced coffee, McDonald's iced coffee. We'd hang out. We'd talk about our frustrations in life. Oh my God, how young we wanted to be then. How young I wish we were then. That was a fun moment to worry about
I think it's like in the topic of, like, segregating friends or, like, having friends in different groups and everything. I think it's really a matter of choice. Like, if you want your friends to like have their own groups, you don't want them to meet each other, like that's fine. But if you all want them to just be one whole group so that it's easier to hang out, then that's also fine. But to me, like when you mentioned like our coffee nights at 2 a.m., I think sometimes like bonds with friends like have different ways of like, you know, parang strengthening it. Like to us, it's coffee at 2 a.m. at 12 midnight. It's going to McDo because you texted me like, hey, just the hey, and I already know like we're gonna go
yeah.
to McDo.
I remember and that. Yeah.
Up, I am going to McDo.
See you there in a few minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then there are also friends that I know who messages me at like Friday night. And it's like, where are you? Then you know it's drinking. Like, do you get me? Like,
yeah.
There's just different ways of strengthening friendships with some people. And if they don't have the same things, like they don't share the same similarities, then I guess like you just have to keep them at like different
yeah.
bonding times.
Exactly. I mean, there are ways, like we call them crossovers, Gano. You've actually done successful yeah. crossovers. But we call them crossovers when we bring like Tisha's group of friends, other like from our barcada, we bring other group of friends. I think me, I have it. I'm the least to bring.
Not so much yet.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm the least to bring not in so crossovers.
Yeah.
Because I'm a loner. Joke lang. No, I have like the different no. Very not very, I guess.
I don't know. Very, why don't you want us to meet them?
No, I don't really have other people to like, you know. I mean I do
no,
have
in fairness, I've done a lot of crossovers with you, but I don't think you've done like group crossovers, like group yeah. of friends, come together. But you have done like me and your other
yeah,
friends.
Once,
like,
yeah. It's like a single out crossovers that I haven't, but I haven't done the big group crossovers yeah. because I think, you know, it's a different wavelength. Because for me, I'm a different person with somebody else. Like, it's not that I'm a lot. Like, I think I have multiple personalities.
You're
but,
Gemini.
Probably. No, but I do have, like, different... When I'm with roller skating friends, it's different, like, what we do. It's kind of like the different hobbies and things that I make out of that. But it's a...
Yeah.
You know, one day, I'd love to bring a crossover, like, you know, in one of those... time when the time comes. Well, but yeah. also I don't think I have like enough people to bring into a big group crossover, if that's what you mean. But
well,
yeah,
I do think that that's fine also. Like I don't like also like having a lot of friends or having not like having just a few friends is like also your choice, because like there is like a positive thing to having like a small group of friends, because I think the trust is just, you know, parang the friendship matures better because like the focus is on that group. But yeah. then it's up to you really, like whatever floats your boat,
yeah,
the boss.
Exactly.
So if you can keep all of them at bay, then that's good. If you can't keep a lot, then that's also fine. It doesn't mean you're enemies. It just means that like, you know, you've had moments, and then now you're growing
yeah.
up. Yeah, so
you tend to the people. Because like, I think, you know, then it's a two-way street. You know, if they keep in contact, constant contact with you as well.
Yeah.
You also try to do that. Because, syempre, ikaw naman yung parang, oh, you'll feel, wait, I kind of like feel bad if I don't keep in constant contact. So there are that,
yeah.
those kinds of people. That what I would like to say about this are like, long distance friendships, when you know that you've had a very good relationship at a certain moment in time because of your distance and proximity with each other. If they were your classmates, they were your blockmates, and then you see them from afar achieving what they have to achieve, you have that sense of pride and happiness for them that they're achieving that kind of goal that they set for themselves. And you know, I realize this though, because I've had a lot of far away friends where like when I celebrate something of a win, they'd greet me, they'd say congratulations. It means a lot to me. So when I also like, I also give that back, because I believe like one good true act of goodwill sparks another. So if you try to do that also, that will also bring them to do that to other people. It's kind of like that kind of thing. So if you are a faraway friend and you see someone, you know, take the time to actually give them the praise, give them that recognition, because I think it really would mean a lot. And that, like, that's one way you could thank the friends and the people that you've been with through your journey growing up. Because, you know, in life, there are moments that would define who will be with us forever. From moments of weaknesses and loneliness through triumph and success. I've had friends hold my hand in my darkest moments. Yes, that's one.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
I know. And forever. You don't like to, and you're not really like a fan of disconnecting also. Because like you're very, he's very good, guys. Yeah. At like keeping friendships and like, I think just being able to like go through hoops and loops with them. Like you're very good at that.
Yeah.
Like well, you're very good at adjusting to a person's personality. That's why you get to keep the friendship also. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm flexing my friend.
Love it. No, like, but yeah. But you know, so the reason why I brought Tisha here is because we kind of have the same wavelengths when it comes to friendship, knowing that we've been in a friendship for a very long time. And you know, I want to like flex a lot of milestones together. I remember there were moments that these were actually fleeting moments. These are moments that we rarely notice. We actually notice it like as if it's just already happening. I remember when we were together. We were together one time, right? Going into job interviews. Were you riding with me to a job interview? So, yeah.
Yeah. So like our first, no, that was just like that was like our adulting milestone, I think.
Yeah, we have a lot. Like the adulting milestones were one of my favorites.
Yeah. So it was my first job interview. And it was in Makati. And I live far from Makati, so I was like, I can't be late, and you know, so I told him that like, oh, I have a job interview, and his work was like, I think it was just 15 minutes away, from my interview, so like, yeah, and he offered to like bring me there, and so when we woke up, like I was doing the makeup, and, like in his room, and then like his parents are waking up, and you already know how much I love Tita in the morning, and so like when we were driving, like. I think I told him that like, oh my god, this is another milestone. Like we're going to interviews now back, like compared to like meeting the first time in prom and like like closing the deal with our friendship, and then now we're like going to job interviews together. It was just so cute. So
those are one of the moments that I kind of like. What? Whoa! Like oh yeah, I've never realized. I've never noticed. It's like we've been doing it. Most of the time being with each other, and you're like, wow, that's a milestone. Yeah.
And I think that's also like a big factor in being a friend. Like just knowing where each other's priorities are. Because you know, like the more that we grow up, like I know all people always say like the more you grow up, the more that you lose friends. But honestly, like it's just about like what I said before, boundaries. And like I think also priorities. Like if you know that your friend is like career driven and they're really into their job, like that's what they're focusing on, then the best thing you can do is to really support them rather than pulling them away and being like, oh, you're never in the hangouts and stuff. Like I think you just respect that, like, okay, they're focusing on that. And then, you know, maybe do something nice, like maybe in a few months that you haven't seen them, maybe you can like drop by their work or like bring them something or like just to remind them that like, hey, like if you need a break, do you get me? Like it's about that. And then, you know, and then if you have friends who have like, you know, serious relationships or wants to get into a family and stuff, then the best thing you can do is to like attend dinners with them and stuff. Like it's really about respecting what each other's thing is at the moment and then like adjusting yourself to that. And then, you know, not being a needy friend, but being like a friend that just like, you know, is there, like just there, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. I like that though. I think that's true. I don't think you ever really lose friends. It's just really more of these friends that you've had so close to you before. So whatever with you before have had different priorities. It's not their choice to actually leave you, so don't take it personal either way. It's more of they had to really just move on and evolve from that kind of priority in their life. And you know, like that's what I've and going through that, like it was so nice going through that milestone with you. Was just so nice because I, you know, it's a big flex, guys. Going through that milestone there, I like that. And the fact that when I tell my parents for example, I'm hanging out with them or they're sleeping over. It's not basically asking permission. I'm just telling them what I'm going to do with them. So it's like, that's the biggest flex. Like, oh, matutulog dito. So she's sleeping over, Tisha sleeping over. And they're like,
I've
okay.
I've actually like slept in Dorothy's house like multiple times. Because like, I don't know. Because Tisha loves me. No, I think it's because I think a big part also of friendships are families. So, I think like whenever you get an opportunity to hang out with your best friend's mom or your best friend's dad, or even if you don't even consider them as your best friend, like anyone's friend's family, like when you hang out with them, you have to make an effort to really get to know them and to, because you know, if you love your friend, you also have to love like their family. It's just part of the package. So
so far so good naman with all the family, so like so it's a thing, it's a funny
it's
thing,
a thing
when I
yeah in
I like
house
it
also, like,
yeah
people,
we visit the,
yeah my
they know all of us
with Duarte, like my brother drinks with them, like hangouts with them, like it's okay.
I know.
So yeah,
it's really cool. It's a really big crossover with the family. So
I know.
So like, let's talk about one of the most highlights of like,
okay,
you know, of the topic today. It's, you know, when we talk about these friends, I think there are ways that we could be grateful for them in a lot. In that sense, you've given us good examples, right? But I want to know, you know, I want to know, like, how have your friends helped you cope through this whole pandemic? Actually, during and up until now, it's still a pandemic going on, right? So how have your friends helped? How have you guys adjusted? How have we adjusted to that? Because not just you and, you know, me, but all of your other friends.
Okay, so I think, like, it was so popular to do it like at the first few months of the pandemic, to like have inumans, like it became a thing. So I think that was a big thing. I think it just allowed you to like, okay, so the positive thing to it for me is like, I think it allowed you to drink and at the same time really connect with each other, to really talk to each other, because you know how when you're in bars or you're in clubs, like, it's so loud and it's just a lot of dancing. But I think this time, like, you know, since you're drunk and you're on a video call with your friends, and like, you know, it's been such a sad year, like last year was such a sad year. Like, you were just able to open up and like have a heart to heart talk, so that was really good. Like, I'm really grateful to them for that. And then second, I think I was really grateful for them as well, because I think not just because I also opened up like a small business of mine, and I think a lot of us did. And I think one of the things we have to be grateful for our friends is like the unending support that they give us, even during a pandemic, if it's just sharing a post or liking, or diba, ikaw, even with your podcast, like, diba? So it's just like that support and like them being proud of you. It's just a, it's just really some, it's a big deal for me. Like, I think especially when we're becoming adults, like that becomes the thing. It's not really the partying or the drinking. It's really that matters.
The support.
And then,
yeah.
Yeah, the support. And then I'm also really, okay, so this one, I'm also grateful, I think, for like, I think respecting each other's priorities. Because like, you know how we're distant, right? And some friends, of course, they might not take it well because it's like a pandemic, so you can't see each other. Or sometimes you don't even message because, of course, sometimes your mental health is also like not at its best. So sometimes you also don't have the energy to be like, you know, to talk and to make cuento. And then like some friends might take that the wrong way. But I'm actually grateful that like all of my friends didn't take that the wrong way. Like, they understood that, okay, we're all going through a lot right now. So, you know, give each other space. But whenever I did need them, like, they were always there. And so, those are things I'm grateful for.
Like, those are the things that help you cope through 2020.
Yeah,
I agreed, though, na the whole inuman was a season of our lives. It was a whole it was weekly thing. Actually,
it became like weekly, and then it became monthly.
Yeah, And it was also like a battle of talents because we had this group called Quarantine Fitness. It was also one of the reasons why the one of the reasons that helped me. Yeah, one of the reasons that helped me cope with the whole pandemic up until now is we work out. Well, nalagas na kami. We were like killed off one by one because of work, and people had to go back to work, working from home at the full time schedule, and all of that. But Quarantine Fitness was one of the first things that helped me cope because I worked out with all of them, with friends. Yeah. And that became, and that was a big crossover of friends. We did Inumans together. Trust me, not all of us has met in, I've met them in person once or twice at the party, but we haven't met all together as one group yet. So it's that, those are the little things that helped me like cope through that. And also with Trisha, yun nga, we're a distant where our friendship is not like everyday talk, so we have like sometimes on good days, on good mental, all good, on on good mental health level days, we talk at least every other week or every other day if there are a lot of things to talk about. But when we did that for like a while, you were like, there's nothing to talk about my life, like what should I tell you? Like
it's just not efficient.
I know. So you're like, okay, so we kind of just like catch up every once in a while. You know, it's a
in fairness, there was one time that, like, I don't think we've talked for like a few, I think 2 weeks, and then like he calls me at like 3 a.m. and then he was like, I'm just so killer because I'm watching the show. And then, so do you get me? Like it's just that simple thing.
Yeah,
like,
it's a simple thing.
And as a friend, you listen and then you get me because it doesn't have to be like, how are you? And this like whole thing going on. Like, it's just really like calling your friend at random times and telling them random things and appreciating each other for listening.
It's a little thing. And you're gonna be like, oh, and then also one of our, like, the thing that our friendship does also is like, oh, are you busy? Can I rant? And she's just like gonna rant, and I'm gonna be like, yes, okay, go. And like, okay, ready to call, and ready to answer.
I need to go somewhere, so I'm gonna be like, okay, thank you so much for listening. But I need to
bye. Yeah, and then, I'll see you later.
And then you don't message them again for like 2 weeks, and then you remember that rant. Thank you, like, ganun lang. Like, it's really just, I think that's when you know that a friendship will succeed, if like you can talk to each other just like that. Like, it doesn't have to be so systematic and everything.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. It doesn't have to be systematic. Yes. Anyway, so here's like one question for you though. What are like the most, like, can you give me at least two or three moments that you were thankful for your friends? Like, they kind of like saved you from a really, really dark space. It doesn't really have to be like hours. Like, you know, it's okay. You can tell any other story. Because I've had with you, I've had with a lot. I'll go start. Pa yan naman mayroon kong idea.
Okay, so sige, go.
So that mine was with you, with Pam, Austin, Ray. One of them was when they joined me for testing for HIV and CSB. And it's just really, you know, like, it's a thing because technically a little sexually active person here, and I was young then, and I was dumb, and I wasn't doing, you know, it was really, they tested with me, and that was one of those moments. And one of my favorite moments, though, even if there were people in the past that, you know, that weren't, that's not here with us anymore, like, as friends and as people, was my 20th birthday. Like, well, that was the first time ever that you guys, like, that was a surprise. I was so happy that it was, like, it was a really good, fun party. It was themed, it was white, we were complete, most of us were complete, and it was just really, really cool. And this recently was my birthday this year, one of my favorites then. But andame though, one of my favorites was this year because I was really surprised. I never expected them to get me a cake from Nicole's place. I was like, I never expected a thing. So I was like, it's really good. Cake is lava. Thank you. So cake is lava is cheesecake in a can. You can taste it out there. Yeah. It has, yes. So free plug in. Hey, Nicole. So there is excuse me, bibingka cheesecake. Yeah. That's what they got me. It was so good. Mm-hmm. So that was a really good surprise because I was just like, you know.
I know. I
wasn't really expecting
that
anything.
That was actually funny because I was like, wait, oh my God, Tico, where can we get Kaya? And then, because this year I've been having like a theme of like supporting small businesses. So as much as possible, like if a small businesses offers it, like that's where you buy it. Yeah. So, and then I was like, wait, oh my God, we have the cake is lava. So we just got it for you. And ayun. Thank you for the free delivery, Nicole.
Thank you, thank you. And for that surprise, I was really shocked. So I was like, oh, it was genuine.
It was really hard because like he was out the whole day. Like you were out the whole day.
Yeah, I did my own thing the whole day.
So we were like, oh my God, how are we going to ask him when he's gonna go home, because then he might know. But then it was so funny because you called me on the way home. So I messaged her and I was like, oh my God, he's already home. So you didn't see him coming. Because like, you were the one who called me. So I was like, thank you, God. Like, manifestation.
It worked, it worked. So, what about that? Like, well, because also Tisha and I had one moment. I'd love to share one moment. Also, she joined me for a testing. So those were like actually big moments that I really, really appreciate. Those are the big ones I appreciate. Oh, one also when we had our coffee. We have our morning coffee. So we moved our midnight coffee sessions into morning coffee sessions.
Oh, yeah, when we started working.
Yeah. So that was fun because we'd meet in Tim Hortons. We'd have coffee together. Catch up a little before we both go to work. Beautiful moments. That's love, love those moments.
It was so funny because like you'd always be the first one and I'd always be like, oh my God, we have coffee. So like I'll just rush and stuff. And I'm not a morning person, so I usually don't like it. But then like the more that we did it together, the more that it started my day better because like I get to have breakfast and a little bit of chica on the side and then like get to work.
Yeah, so, gotta hustle. Oh, what about you? Your
turn. Gotta hustle. We gotta that coin. And then okay, so for me, actually mine are just like small things. So I think first of all, I think all of my friends have drove me somewhere. Like for sure, for sure, a lot of my friends that like, have driven me somewhere. Like Duarte has, like Nicole a lot of times, and then Pam, Nico and Austin like so many times, and then like there's also Kaylee and Mitch, and then even Rick. Actually, it's just everyone, like Janelle, Angela, all of you guys here, Eunice. Like I don't know all of my friends because I don't know how to drive. Okay, so. Like, it's just so sweet that, like, because I'm surrounded by people who always drive me. Also, Natty pala, like, he's drove me, like, so many times. So, like, it's just sweet kasi parang, you know how, like, it's just sweet. Because parang, I don't need to have a boyfriend to, like, get picked up. Do you get me? Or to even be brought home. Like, I'm just surrounded and I'm just so grateful to have friends who are always, like, hayan ko, susunduin na kita ngayon na lumabas ka na. Or like, wag ka mag-alala, iuwi kita. Like, do you get me? Like, it's just this simple invitation of like, offering to drive you home and to bring you there. Like, it's so sweet. Parang, oh, thank you. Like, they really take their time out of their busy lives to just to make sure that you're there. So, that one, I really like it. So, thank you. And then, yun.
True yun.
And then, actually, baka hindi nyo alam na sobrang na-appreciate yun. But I'm really, like, super appreciative of that. And then, second, so, I had this moment when I just graduated, I think. Yeah, I just graduated. And then I started, I think my mental health was just like, you know, not at its best.
Circling the drain.
It was just like going down the drain, guys. And then I'm usually like, I'm very talkative and I'm very loud. And, you know, I just like, I like going out.
Yeah.
So it was, and I also don't like sharing about my feelings, like I don't like being vulnerable. So during that time, like I wanted to go and I wanted to get checked, or like I just wanted to go to the psych or something. I don't know, like you get that feeling when you kind of really want some help, but then you don't know what's happening with you. And so it was so hard for me to just like open up to all of my friends. So at mm-hmm. the start, I really didn't. But then when I did, like, you know, parang it was this like love that I felt from all of them. Like they all understood what I was going through. And even if some of them didn't understood, like they stood by me and they supported me. And then, you know, after the dark clouds left, like I was fine again. And it just feels good to know that I didn't have to hide who I was or who I was becoming around them. Like I could, like, even though I wasn't so strong, like even though I was showing a lot of like, I don't know, I was just being not me. And, mm-hmm. you know, they were prepared for that. They were prepared to see me change and to join me, you know, in my sorrows just as much as they have joined me when I was, like, at my highest. So, yun. And so, yun lang. I think that's for me. And I think this for the, I don't know, I feel like I appreciate you guys all the time. Basta you yeah. call or you just message. Like, those little things that, like, it matters a lot to me. And I think, I don't know, for me, sometimes I think our friendship, like the, I really see it like, I don't, because we are not emotional, guys. I just want to say,
yeah, just gonna put it emotional. Out there. Yeah.
Yeah, so like our group kasi is not emotional. Like, I don't know how many times I have to repeat it, but like, we're just very like, you know, when you love them, you just say like, "Uy, thank you, ah." That's it. Like, we don't go like, "Oh my God, I love you so much. This is so nice." Like, we don't do that. So,
the "I love you" is just passing. "Oh, I'll see you, love you." Yeah. Hanging
it's
on.
Just, it's
just
yeah, like, it's very passing. It's very like, "See you, bye you, love you." Okay. Okay. And then really, like, we don't really, I don't know. Yeah. We need to have more heart.
We've got issues like, on that, but yeah, that's but on then, us.
I realized when you were graduating and because you know when you're in college, like you party a lot with them. It's like you're basically in like one building and then all of you can go out anytime you want and it, like you can just hang out. Like it's so chill.
It's so
but then
easy.
The moment you graduate, yeah, the moment you graduate, the moment you guys start going abroad and stuff, like I was really grateful for the fact that like we were able to find our balance.
Yeah.
Like, in between all of our dreams and goals and like our plans to be successful, like it's just nice to know that you have friends that you know can support you in that and can ride you like in any wave that you're in. Hindi yung parang porket busy na siya sa work parang okay drop it like wala na eh, can't join the hangouts. It shouldn't be like that. So it's really nice and I'm really grateful to be surrounded by people who are there for me. Na alam ko, even if I go abroad tomorrow or yesterday, or I don't know, if I change my plans right away, they will be there for me. Yeah. Like, may it be through the internet or like with me talaga. So, yun. Girl, makakaimuyak ka.
That's like, that's so, let us. That. Good that. Very well said. No, that's true okay. though. Like that kind of friendship was
thank you.
One.
Philippines.
Yeah, true though. That she said about graduating, about that. We were able to find like a balance of everything. It was so funny because we had a moment in our lives where we weren't together physically. Like it's when I yeah. came, when I left for the States, Austin and Pam left for the States, yeah. we all came back. Now, Trisha was the one out of the country. She went to Spain. And like, yeah. you know, and there's this Nico yeah. who's just med school all the way. True. Who's been eaten yeah. up by med school. And yeah. and Nicole, who also had boards. It was, really yeah. like, yeah, it was a phase.
So it was actually really funny because I think, like, when I was in Spain, like there was a time that you would call me from New York, and I think you're on the way to work.
Yeah, and then, like, you always catch
I'm
up.
I'm about to sleep. Like I'm about to like it's like I think madaling araw in Spain, and then he's gonna call me, and then I'm gonna be like, "Okay, take it." And then after that, like I think Nicole's gonna call me, naman from the Philippines, and then like, and then I'm sure that also happens to you. Like after you call me, you're gonna call Austin, naman.
Yeah, and I call, or I call Pam because we're in the same, yeah. like the same country, got all different time yeah. zones. Like, we do that, like, it's not the whole group call.
It's just
like
this roll call. Oh my God.
Exactly.
Next, guys.
I know. But it's funny, because that's how I do it. So that's my way of, like, catching up. Because, you know, they all know that I'm busy. I'm a busy bee all the time. So when I call them, it's either I'm driving, I'm walking. It's a dull moment. And I'm like, you know, you want to talk. And I also appreciate those kinds where, you know, you're just like, they're available. Glad that they're available. But when they're not, I'm like, okay, music na lang. So it's really
that's
just...
That's true. And for me, I think, like, a friendship tip, like, because I think for me, answering is a big deal. Calls have when it comes to calls. Like, but text talaga, I mean, we all know we are not good at replying with messages.
Exactly.
Okay? But when someone calls you, it means like it's something urgent. Like they need to get something out of their chest. So I think it's just important to just leave a message if you can't call. Do you get me? Like just be like, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm in a meeting right now. So, and then, you know, you wait for them to call back or you call them back. And then you just tell them, oh, I only have 10 minutes, ha? So, okay, tell me what's up. You know, and like, you know, it doesn't have to be like an R. It just has to be like the presence or some sort of like support.
She got that down in the box. Like, that's so true. Because like, you probably just need an ear to listen to you and all that.
Like,
is it?
Or baka you just need someone to remind you na parang like, you're okay, girl. Like, don't, like, stop worrying. Like, you're fine. Like, ganun lang. Like,
I have a lot of those. I have a lot of those with Trisha.
Yeah, you don't always have to have like the 3 a.m. talks where it's like, oh, you know, life.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be like, you just tell them, it's fine, girl. You're okay. Okay, you're going the right way. Go, go, go. You know, and I think you just become brutally honest with them if they're wrong. I think that's also like a big factor in friendships. Like, it's better to be brutally honest than to sugarcoat it with a lie. Because, but then again, at the same time, like, when you present the truth, like, you also have to take in their personality. Sorry.
True.
Okay, so of course, you also have to take in their personality. Like, if, you know, if they're like a tough cookie, like, ako, and Duarte is also a bit tough. Like, you can go at them, like, okay, ha, ganito kasi yan, ganon. And you can tell them what's wrong. But then if they're a sweetheart, of course, naman, you kind of have to be, you know more,
you gotta sandwich like, it. Good, like, bad, and well. Good. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Like, ganon. But don't lie and stuff. When it comes to problems and advices, like, just be upfront. So,
that's wonderful. So,
nabuhay naman kami doon.
Totoo. Kaya naman namin yun. But before we all go to our last two questions, we're going to take a break in 3, 2, and 1.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. It is Love, Growth, and Freedom with Ada and Duarte. I'm with Trisha once again. And we're down to our final two questions of the, you know, this podcast and episode. So the next question I have for Trisha. Trisha, what's one thing you did for your friends or a group of friends or one friend that you thought you'd never do?
Okay. So, well, apart from the whole, like, saving their ass when they're drunk or like, you know, answering the phone call at 5 a.m. to listen to their call, like, to listen to them rant until like 8 a.m. or like 9 a.m. Like, apart from those things, I think the one thing that I never thought I'd do is to take lies. Like, because I've had like a situation in my life where like a person that I was very close with and I actually I considered her a best friend at the time. And, you know, she said a lot of lies to me about herself. And at the same time, she also said lies about me. So, like, basically, like, backstabbing, diba? And a lot of manipulation. But then, in my journey of being friends with her, like, I wanted to keep her as a friend with me so badly. Because, you know, you want to see the good in people. And also, at the same time, like, it's history, eh? Like, you never want to be at that point in your life where you have to let go of someone you hold so close to you, right? Especially
exactly.
Who's like met all of your friends, met your family. Like, it's hard. But then that's one thing that I never thought I'd do, because just because I think I have a very strong personality. Like, you know, I'm very I don't know, I'm very honest and, you know, I'm very loud talaga with my thoughts. So I never thought that I would ever go to a place where I would be so quiet and silent about what I was really thinking just because I wanted to keep that person as a friend. And the moral of the story is that as much as we want to try some to save some friendships and relationships in our lives, like, we have to be able to let go also. Because if we don't let go of these people, like, am I serving her? Am I being a good friend to her by not being able to share my thoughts? Because, you know, she can't handle it. And is she serving me? Because, you know, I'm changing, or, like, I'm not really being who I am with her. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's just not working out. So we also have to, I think sometimes being a friend is also learning to let go of the friendship when it has to be. You know, when it reaches that point. And I think it's just about supporting them, as you've said kanina pa, like, supporting them from afar, being proud of them from afar. I think that's still, in some sense, being a friend to them. Even though you don't have that, like, original friendship, it's okay, girl.
Yeah. So, exactly. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, look at me.
But that's, what do you call that? Yeah, for me, one of the things, naman, that I never thought I'd do, I'm not a very spontaneous person, if y'all knew.
Yeah.
Trisha knows, everybody knows, I like...
Ano yun, guys? Hindi siya yun.
She's very spontaneous. I'm the opposite. I'm very structured, scheduled. I even budget efficient. My money before I go out to a trip. But there's one friend...
There is a 9 a.m. thing to do.
Yeah.
There's a 10 a.m.
I'll see you at this time because I'm still doing this. Then
10:30 to 10:45.
it's a very, like... timed life, though I'm trying to not be like that. And then there's this one time I had Austin, he had his, you know, HB moment, and then he was like, he wanted to, heartbroken moment, and he wanted to go to the beach. And that was, like, just in 2 days or 3 days decision making, and I was like, sure, let's go. Find a car, let's do it. And we drove to La Union. That was the first time driving, like, from a very far place, because my dad doesn't really allow me to do that yet, but we did because it's Austin's car. It was very fun that we all kind of did that. And, you know, that's one thing I never thought I'd do, you know, just be that spontaneous. With them, though, I'm learning to be as spontaneous as I can. I am a little more spontaneous now than I was before. But, yeah, it's really, really one of the things I know. But, To cap everything off, you know, since we were talking about how could we be grateful for your friends, and I'm sure you all listened and heard one of, you know, as we all talked about the kinds of friendship that we all had and keep and kept, you've heard all those tips and things of how to be grateful for our friends. But, you know, here we are, Tisha and I, we're going to give you some lists of things that you could do to you know, provide, like, this way of saying thanks to your friends. So personally, like, I'll give Tisha the floor first. She'll be telling you how she does it, how she, her tips and tricks, how she does show her appreciation to her friends. And I'll go if I have anything to add with that. Go, Tisha.
Okay. Hi. Okay, so personally, kasi I think you also, before you, like, do anything to, like, you want to show appreciation, but you also have to think about, like, the type of person that you are. Like, are you a gift person? Are you, you know, the love languages? Like, are you a person who likes to spend time? And are you a person who's, like, about the language, the way they speak to you and stuff like that? So, ako kasi, I'm more of, I just like hanging out with my friends. Like, that's me. I like being their kaladkarens. Like, I like being that person. So, when I show appreciation to them, it's usually when I, like, first of all, like, give time to hang out with them, even if it's just once a year. I think that's actually a big deal.
Exactly,
because,
it is.
Adult life is very, like, it's moving very fast. So just to have that time to really connect, it's like, that's good. Okay, and then second, as I've mentioned kanina, like, video calls or just calling like, you know, just messaging. It may be calling, it may be messaging, whatever you're comfortable with. Like, just check up on them or tell them, oh, I thought of you. Or like, siguro I forgot to reply, you can say like, hey, you know, like, what's up? Like, it can just be that. I think the fact that you're making an effort to really talk to each other, even though it's not like a continuous conversation, like, that's okay. And then I also show thanks to them a lot. I think if you want to be if you want to be more in line with being an adult, I think to me, like, giving appreciation or thanks to your friends is really by supporting what they're passionate about. Like, for example, like, Duarte, like, is really passionate about, like, being a content creator and, like, making podcasts. And that's why we support him a lot with it talaga. By sharing, by, do you get me? Like, those small things. And then, like, yeah. Me as a, I'm a financial advisor, guys. So, me as a financial advisor, like, I'm really grateful that, like, when I want to practice meetings, or, like, a lot of my clients are also, like, my close friends. So, you know, they're open to it. Like, just being open to what your friends are passionate about. You know, it's a big thanks in a way that, you know, because most of the time, people, when they're passionate about something, at the first try, they're a bit shy. You know, they're a bit insecure. And like, oh my God, is this really it? Like, are people going to support me? So the biggest thing that you can really do for them is to give them, like, a lot of support and to let them know that, like, I'm here. I got you. If you change your mind, go. But if you want to go, move forward, go. Sige. Edi, I'll be here then. Like, I'll just be with you. Like, whatever help you need, I'll give it to you. Ganon. So, usually, me personally, I may not be so good at, like, replying to messages or, like, always being open to calling. Kasi, you know, I have a schedule to follow. Like, Duarte also has a schedule to follow.
Yeah.
But when you do need me or, like, if you really do message me and be like, hey, can you support me on this? Like, just you know, like, we're gonna be there for you. Do you get me?
Exactly.
So I think you wanna be that friend. You might not be the friend that's always messaging every hour of the day, but you wanna be the friend that a person can call any time of the day when they just need to let out something from their heart and stuff like that. So yeah. Thank you.
I love that.
Tricks.
I love how she interjected the idea of love languages. And that's so true, because there are so many ways that you can show appreciation to your friends. And especially now, what I can say is that quality time, showing up for each other, being able to support them in the things that they're really, really passionate about is very, very important. Especially sometimes I think, you know, one thing you could do is you can either write a thank you note if they sent you, or if they kind of like shared your story, shared your this, you know, a little simple thank you would do. Or if you are, you're seeing them doing the thing that they're liking, they're passionate about, you can just send them a little compliment along their way and say, oh my gosh, it's so good, you're doing really great, and whatsoever. And that would surely impact and really give a change on how that person is actually thinking. Other ways to actually say thank you to your friends and be grateful for them is really just showing up. That's one of the best things you could do. You show up when they need you the most. You listen to them when they need you to listen. And you give them the time. You give them the time to actually be with you and be with someone who needs a word of encouragement. You just encourage them once in a while. You say, oh, how's that? And just dropping in. That's what Trisha does do. Like, dropping in, asking how you're doing, does a whole lot of way. And if you guys are in different love languages, such as giving gifts, maybe you just want to send a little thank you note along their way with some food, or like supporting local businesses. Trisha does that, and I'm sure that's a big you know, relief and thing for them, you know, because you support their business just like Kikislava. And you think two birds with one stone. You supported a friend and you surprised someone.
And you were able to surprise a friend.
Like, exactly. See, guys. Yeah. So there's so many ways that you could actually show appreciation to your friends without actually having to spend so much. It's just really being there for them, being present at the moment that you're needed to be present. But with all of that,
I also think it's about being appreciative as a friend as well. Like, whenever they give you or whatever they like present to you. Like it's just really about like being open to it also and being like, "Uy, thank you, ano isip mo ko." Like it's like when you're an adult na, it's really life becomes like, I don't know, I think it becomes more simpler and easy.
Like, and you get to realize a lot of things don't come easy anymore. And you're like,
yeah,
this comes like, along.
It's, yeah, like, it's also harder to look for friends when you're like working now because it's exactly. all about work. So, yes. you know, keep your friends close, guys.
Tend to them.
Yeah, tend to them. Just how you like, friendship. Just how you would tend to a romantic relationship or to your plans.
Amen. Amen.
Like, give it yeah. the same respect of trust, boundary, and like priorities, diba? So yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. So to end this episode. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Also, can we pause?
Okay. To end everything off, can you tell us a message to the friends that you don't see anymore often, but, you know, you still okay. want to send them loving their way?
Okay, so to all my friends. Hi, friends. Okay, so hi, friends. Oh, andito na nga ako sa podcast ni Duarte. So, nice seeing you guys. So, first of all, I just want to tell all of you that I know we don't talk every day na and we have, like, different schedules and, like, work-life balances. But, like, just to let you know that even though I am not replying, alam nyo naman that, like, I am here. So, you just really message me or, like, call me or, like, remind me na parang, hoy, hindi ka nag-reply, ganon. And, like, I'll do the same for you because alam ko, busy tayo lahat. And also, I just want to let you know that, like, even though all of us are going through a lot this pandemic, I just want to remind you that, like, our friendship is still here and it still stands. And, like, after the pandemic, we'll make more bawi with each other talaga. Like, I promise. I think right now, like, it's just also a good time to focus on ourselves. But then, you know, I know that sometimes distance might feel like, oh my God, like, parang, you know, like, sometimes anxiety sets in and you don't want to message kasi parang, alam, we haven't talked for a while. But, like, it's fine. Like, I think we're all going through the same thing. And I think we're also all going through the same adulting stages, which yes. makes it more confusing. But, like, just to let you know, like, I love you and I miss all of you. And, yes, I'm a vlog. Okay. I love you and I miss all of you. And, like, dito lang ako. And when you're ready to go out with a face mask and stuff, like, okay, I'm here.
All right.
That's all.
Okay, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Guys, this is Trisha Bustamante.
Thank you also.
She is a financial advisor. You can check her out at The Insurance Guide on Facebook. Just plugging her in.
Blog.
No worries. Thank you for joining us. And
thank you.
Bye, lovies. Thank you.
Me.
Goodbye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you're notified when a new episode is posted in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or via RSS. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. And if you want to know more, check out www.GorillaPodcast.com.au or GorillaPodcast.com.ph.
A Gorilla Podcast Syndicate production.
We are independent podcast network. We are Gorilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@GorillaPodcastSyndicate.com.